Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 209. Today we will conclude our discussion on the SBS of the connective tissue with few more medical conditions happening during its healing phase. First, let us consider a very common condition called keloid. Many people know about keloid as a skin disease, but very few people know that it is an affection, or in GNM language, a biological program of the subcutaneous connective tissue. It is important to differentiate keloids from the programs of epidermis and dermis part of the skin. They appear like overgrowths of scar tissue at the sites of wounds like burns. If the conflict of light self-devaluation continues for a prolonged period, the healing phase also will be long-lasting. Consequently, the overgrowths of scar tissue called keloids are known as incurable. Any surgical intervention will only worsen the conflict and worsen the thick raised appearance that are characteristic of keloid scars. Next condition we are going to discuss today is scleroderma, meaning hard skin. Here also, the subcutaneous connective tissue is affected, by which the skin appears thick and hard without its original elasticity. Here again, the scleroderma occur as a result of prolonged healing process. Scleroderma occurring around the lips is an example. The light self-devaluation conflict associated with an oral conflict can be the cause. A conflict of not being able to take something into the mouth, or its opposite, not being able to get rid of something that is in the mouth or on the tongue, are known as oral conflicts in GNM. Please remember here that due to similar prolonged healing of epidermis also can result in similar hardening of skin, and this condition is also called a scleroderma. Then it can occur locally or as generalized, but in cases of scleroderma of the subcutaneous connective tissue usually occur as a localized affection. Lastly, we will discuss one more medical condition under the biological special program of the subcutaneous connective tissue. Since the skin is the largest organ of the body, the diseases of the skin are of greatest concern for those who are in the fields of skin care. Dupuytren's contracture is the topic that we are going to discuss next. It appears as thickening and tightening of the subcutaneous connective tissue, again, of the palms and fingers. You have to differentiate that it is not an affection of the tendons of the part, as many think wrongly. It will appear as painful bumps or nodules, gradually developing as tough bands of fibrous tissue and finally causing the fingers to curl into the palms. Earlier, we already saw that such curling of fingers to the palms can occur also as a sign of focal dystonia of the muscles of the fingers due to sustained contractions of those muscles. Here again, the surgical intervention does not or cannot take away the conflict, rather it can even worsen the conflicts. If we consider few instances of light self-devaluation conflicts, we can understand this condition better. I have seen a picture of a person holding a glass of alcoholic drinks in left hand who has this Dupuytren's contracture of his left hand due to the conflict related to alcohol problems. If a person is similarly having a self-devaluation conflict about his driving, especially associated with the shifting of gears, he can suffer from the Dupuytren's contracture of his right hand if gears are shifted with his right hand, or of left hand if he shifts gears using left hand. I remember a case who developed a Dupuytren's-like disease of the right foot following his retirement after a very long period of banking service. The whole period of his career was a successful one, but just before retirement, he happened to be involved in an allegation of misappropriation of funds, in which charge he was innocent, he said. In rare cases, Dupuytren's contracture can affect feet also. He had anger along with self-devaluation conflict against the bank authorities. Friends, connective tissue being an organ derived from the new mesoderm, the biological purpose of nature to make the tissue or organ stronger than before takes place at the end of the healing phase. With another topic under the organs controlled from the new mesoderm, we will meet again tomorrow. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.